We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the last line of the Amid. Ahu Orus Varusosoi Da Osu Lekami De Rav Yosef. And Orus and Arusa came to Rav Yosef. He Omro Minei. The Arusa said that she's Mu'uberes from the Orus. But who Amar in Minoy? He says, yes, she's boided that he was boil her. Amar Rav Yosef Lamay Nechiv. So Rav Yosef said, so what should we be afraid of? Chode doka moide. He's moide. But oid ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha ke Ram Gamliel. We paskin like Ram Gamliel. That a fellow by Roy Psule Metzla, if she's a Bori, so she's Nemon. So Memele, so she said, Oma le Abaye uboho ki loy moide machshe Rabban Gamliel. And if he is not moide, so Rabban Gamliel is machshe, va Oma le Shmuel Rab Yehude, Shinine haloche ki gamrimlil, va'at lei savet uvda adeike roiv ksheirim etzlo. Va'hocha roiv psulim etzlo. He says, lemaisa, one is not permitted to paskin like Rabban Gamliel, to be soimach an her bori, unless there's roiv ksheirim, and here's this roiv psulim. He's the only boil that's kosher etzlo. This is double talk. Here you told them halachi kam gamliel v'atlei saved uvde. Elamai istloch lemeima ho lechatchile ho diyevet. Lechatchile, one should not paskin like kam gamliel by roiv psulem etzlo. But b'diyevet, we could be halachi kam gamliel afilu by roiv psulem etzlo. Bonami kidyeved domi. This is like the Eved. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ein minoi, emes mimenihu. Ubaho ki loy moidi, de ka amrit v'oid. Arusa hakel psulim etzlo, chutz min ha'oris. Holachatchila, imbo koyin limolech lebezden. If there was an Isha that was Nivel, and there's Roy Psulim Etzlo, and now a Koyim comes to Bezdin, and she says she was Nivel to Akosha. Imbo Koyim Limolech LeBezdin, Loi Sharine Leila Koinso, Elim Kain Hoyu Roy Psherim Etzlo. Unless there was Roy Psherim Etzlo, then we'll tell him you're allowed to rely on her. If it's Roy Psulim Etzlo, we'll advise you, don't marry her. Let me pee on Nulchaim. That's what we'll tell a Koyin before he marries her. The Eved, Imnosa Koyin. What happened if the Koyin married her already? V'loy nimlach, le'mafkina lo minei. Then we won't be mafkia. V'honami ki di Eved domi. Shenis abro. Va'ato bo livsel ha'uba. Here's the Shaila on the Uber. So this is already either, we'll pass on the Uber, we'll say the Uber is a Sufik Mamzer, so we're passing him Lekol, he won't be able to marry anyone. So that's B'dievad already. The Uber. Ula Oisra al Ha'orus. And we're going to Asa her on the Oris. The Im Ein Ato Mamino. If you won't believe her, Re'ato Moitziyo Mibailo. So you're being Moitziyo Mibailo. So that is just like we said before, Imnosa Koyin, V'loy Nimlach Le'mafkina Lomin, that's called B'dievet. So Memele here, we're Moitziyo Mibailo. Now this is very difficult to understand. What is the husband saying? If he says minoi, so that's the first thing. So we have already his eidah. So that alone is a matter. We don't need Rabban Gamliel. He says minoi. If he says it's lav minoi, so it's shavya nafshe. So he says it's lav minoi. So you can't tell me Rabban Gamliel, but he said it's lav minoi. He wasn't boyel. So this is problematic. We'll put this on hold, and then when after we see Tosfos, hopefully we'll come back to Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Ahu Orus Barusosai. V'ho da'omar ba'asori yuchsin, itma habo al arusosoi beveis homov, rav omar havlad mamzer, ushmur omar havlad shtuki. So we have here a problem, the vow we have a problem shmur. Shmur says havlad shtuki, and here the Gemara says that Shmuel says, the Omar Shmuel halacha kiram gamliel. So why is the Vlad Shtuki? Kishaloi botku asima. So Taisu says, speaking about that, we never asked her. She never said who the boyul was. So it's a Vlad Shtuki. The Ibisha botku, if it would be speaking about our boydik daim, kashye the Shmuel ad the Shmuel. Then we have a stir in Shmuel. The Hocha Omar Shmuel Dinemenes. Here Shmuel says that she is Nemon. The Hocha Kram Gamliel Dinemenes. The Hosam Koma, there's one Loshen over there, Eper Shmuel Omar Havlad Mamzer. The Shaila is Mamzer and Shtuki if the child is Mutter be Mamzeres. But one Loshen wants to say Shmuel is Havlad Mamzer, it's Avadai Mamzer. And here Shmuel says we pass like Kram Gamliel. So we have to say that Gemara is speaking about, we never asked her. She's not around. So now, an Oros Habal Rusosoi, we don't know who the boyul was. So it's Avlad Mamzer. And here we're speaking about, if she says Minei, so according to Ram Gamliel, it's Mutter, Shmuel Paschal, like Ram Gamliel. Bechain mashman, Taisu says, this teretz, what I'm telling you, is an emes a teretz. The b'maskone, mishani hosam, lo'ilam lo'y teipach, a meforish, my shtuki, that what Shmuel said, shtuki, sheboitkin es imoy v'ymeres l'kosha nivalti. So shtuki means we ask the mother. So shteitach klor in this loshen, that if you'll ask the mother, the Vlad will be kosher. So that's what it says in our Gemara. So the other Lashonis are speaking about that you didn't ask the mother. V'im taima, akati l'shmuel, the hosa mashme. Now that Gemara, fine, shtuki means beduki. Habo al rusosoi beveis chomov. That means we know that the Oros was boil her. And shtuki means, and she said also minei. So from that Gemara it would seem, davke bebo al rusosoi bebeis chomov mahani bdike. You have tartil etibusa. Number one, I know the Oros was boil her. Number two, I hear from her she was only nivel from the Oros. So tartil etibusa. That's what seems. We know that Taurus was boiled up. And Beduki, you ask her, then it's kosher. Nagamora seems to say, void, that a fellow he wouldn't be moide, he's not around. Also, she's nemenes. So we still have a problem. Rav says, Havlad Mamzer, Talti Litevuse, and it's still Havlad Mamzer. Tafiloch Yoma Havlad Mamzer, even though I know the Oros was Boyala, even though she says that Minei, Afopikein Havlad Mamzer. That's one teretz. Inami, Hosom, Hodo Beinan Bo. Now Taisva says, I'll tell you a second teretz. That what, in order that the Vlad should be kosher, it's not sufficient that she says it's Minei. It has to be that we know that Oros was boiled. Mishum da'ayri b'didaymi ma'alme. Because that Gemara is speaking about, the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is speaking about b'didaymi ma'alme. B'dedayme me'alme means that she's choshud, that she's mezana with other people. There's a kail that this isha is mezana with other people. K'di oma rove b'yevomes b'shili amona l'koyen godu. Mistavre milze derav b'dedayme b'alme. That Rove says pshat in the memra of Rav. Rav said that Havlad Mamzer, that means he assumes the Vlad is Avadai Mamzer. So Rove said we are speaking about that it's Daime Ma'alma, that she's a Chashuda to be Mizana with other people. So since it is speaking about B'de Daime Ba'alma, that is why we need bo. That's why the Gemara says, habo al rusosoi beveis chomo. Vahocho bedeloi daime malme. Our Gemara that says, vahoit, afilu, we don't know that he was boyil ha, but she says, minei, he was speaking about beloi daime malme mairi. Now, the Taisvis is like a pora dume. Taisvis is saying, Taisvis, we have a stir and two Gemaras. This our Gemara says, afilo we will not hear from the husband, from the oros, that he was boyil ha, but if she says minei, it is sufficient according to Shmuel. There the Gemara says that you need two things. You need that she said it's minei, and we know he was boyil ha. Then, b'dedayme ba'alme yenema. And our Gemara is speaking about it's not b'dedayme ba'alme, so then you don't need bo. So what is the mechanics of Taisvis Teretz? What's, if it's daime ba'alme, you need bo and her nemonis. If it's loy daime ba'alme, then her nemonis is sufficient. It could be Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Rabbi Kevegel says in the Chuvis, if there is a koil that she was mezanin, and she, and this is the Chuvis and Simen Kuf Beis, Dibamaschul Omashe Kosav. So Rabbi Kevegel says, if there's a koil that she was mezanin, and she says she wasn't mezanin. So Rabbi Kevegel says, afilo according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's not believed, because Rabbi Gamliel was only mata by Bori Vishemo. A koil is bori yubori. Everyone's talking about that she was mezane, and she says she's not mezane. That is not Rabban Gamliel. That's bori yubori. Bori yubori, she's not nemo. So memele, so tois v'stachsame is moiridik. If it wouldn't, I wouldn't know that bo. Everyone's speaking about daime ma'alma. Everyone said she's choshe to be mezane. She's an aruse. And everyone is speaking that she's choshe to be mezane with people. That's what everyone's speaking about. And she says, minei, I was nivol only from the orus. The orus is not around. I don't know if the orus was boil at all. She says she was nivol from the orus. And the welt says that she's choshe to be nivol me'alma. So then it wouldn't help. That she says. That's called bori yabori. It wouldn't help. So therefore, the Gemara says it's speaking about that we know that habo, that we know he was boil her also. Oh! So we know he was boil her. People say that she was nibble from others also. That's what people say. Now the shaila is, let's say we're talking about the Vlad. We're talking about, is the Vlad a mamza or not a mamza? So this could be as a loch of Bori Vishemo. Now, we know that the Oris was Boyil Ha. People say someone else was Boyil Ha. So is the Vlad, so that's called Bori Vishemo. That's called Redi Bori. She says I wasn't Nivel from the mill. That's called Redi Bori Vishemo because I know the Oris was also Boyil Ha. So there's that Tzad that it could be that the Vlad is not a Mamza. From even, because we know that the Oris was Boyil Ha. People say others were also boyil ha. Fine. So that could be as a din of bori v'shemo. So therefore, when it's daime ma'alme, you need bo, that we know that he was boyil ha. That'll give it a din of bori v'shemo. Ma she'en kein agemor is not speaking about daime ma'alme. No one said that she was mezana with anyone. We don't know. So she says, me nay from the August. So finished. So she says it's from the August. No one knows Fakel. So that's equivalent to Bari Veshema. Bari Veshema, she's Nemo. So it could be that is Pshat and Taisvis. Tais is saying, Agama is speaking about Loi Daime Meyalme. So Memele, we have a Bari Veshema without him being a Bar. So Memele, so that's why she's Nemo. Afram Gamliel, Bari Veshema. Here, the only way she could be Nemon, to make it a Shema, that means if we know he was Boyal her also, so now, on this Vlad, Miklang HaShayla, is this Vlad Avade Mamza, not Avade Mamza? We don't know. The husband was Boyal her. Someone else, others say someone else was Boyal her. So the Vlad, I don't know what the Vlad is. So that gives it a Din Shema, so it's Bari B'Shema, so she's Nemon. So, That's how Tosfos wants to emphasize why we need over there Bo plus a tainus Bori, and why in Agama we don't need Bo. Va'ait, now Tosfos says, I got news for you. The Bechol Hasforim Goras Bekedushin, in Kedushin the Gilsa, the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, the Zamamza Shtuki, Aruso Sheibro. The Bechlal, I don't know if the Oros was Boyal. Arusa she Ibra. And Shmuel said, Shtuki, Boitkin Oiso. So finish, that's Mamasha Gemore. Void, Afilo, I don't know anything from him. If she says it's Minei, so the Vlad is kosher. So according to this Girsa, you don't need an added Yediyah that he was Bo. I can't. It's Arusa Shiba. I don't know. Bechlal, the Oros was ever Boyal or not. Avol bebo hein tzorech b'dik. If I can't. That's pshat dagma. Chode hu ha'om rominei. So memele hu ha'marin. Ein minachod. Mein achode du hu kamoide. So if hu kamoide, you don't need Bechlal her nemonis. And then So they're speaking about that I don't know. Umiyul kosher. Lelishne kame biyavomis besoif perik almone. The pligi rab ishmul bibo. The Gemara in Yevomis speaks about bo. We know klo that he was bo yelhok. Rav says he's a mamza. Shmuel says shtuki. And Rovis said, Toys brought us before, that the whole Machloikis is speaking about Daime Meyalme. But Loi Daime Meyalme, to the Vlad Zicha Kosher. Umasik Hosam Abaye, and Abaye says over there, Abaye is Choylik on Rovis. The Af Al Gav, the Loi Daime Meyalme, that means, it's Bo, I know that the Oros was Bo Yelah. And there's no coil whatsoever that people say that she was mizana with others. Pligi is a machlekes Rav Shmuel. The dilme mi da afkera nafsho legabe orus nafkera nafsho legabe alma. So we have over here a memra of Abaye in Mesechtas Yevomis. That Abaye said as follows. Abaye said that there's no koil that she's choshed liznois imachayim. We know that her husband, the Oros was boil her. So Abaye said, af al pikein, according to Rav, the Vlad is a mamza. Why should you, what's the problem? So Rav says, "Mida afkira nafsha legabi oris." We see she's not a tzatzke. She's not from the lamed vav tzidkoniyes. She was, she's also to be with an oris, and she was afkira nafsha. We see mida afkira nafsha legabi oris is mafkira nafsha legabi alma. So we, from this maise, we have to think that she was mizana with others also. Therefore, Rav said, Havlad Mamza. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos, according to Abaye. That even though it's Arus Haboal Arusosoi, and it's Loi Daimi Meyalme, but Mi Da Avkir Nafshe Legabi Oris, Avkir Nafshe Legabi Alme, and Rav said Ablad Mamza, and Shmuel said Shtuki Boitke, fine. Frektoisviz, that's Reklach, what's Pshat? So that already is a stira to our Gemara. Ha'omar hoche, chode de komoide. Now let's learn our Gemara Elach. Our Gemara says that an Orus Varusa came, who amar minay, v'gam hi amar mi'ay minoy, and she said minay. So Rav Yosef said, l'may nechesh lo. Chode de ha'komoide. He says it's minay. Ba'oid. That we paskin let Rabban Gamliel, and she says it's minay. Now, if we learn the Gemara Elach, so the Gemara means to say as follows. Number one, since he's moide, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Vlad is kosher. Void! I feel I wouldn't have his haido, but we have Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said that if she says lakosher nivalti, she's nemo. But if he says he's moide, so then, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Vlad is kosher. And there the Gemara says, Abaye says in Yevamos, that Loi Daimim Alma, there's no Kail whatsoever, and we know that the Oris was boil her, and Abaye said, according to Rav, Vlad Mamza. So how does that Gemara stim with our Gemara? That's Tosfos with Kashi. That means here the Gemara calls it moide. There the Gemara says, Haboal Rusosai Beveis Chomo. So Taisva says these two terminologies mean the same. The Hamoide, the Hoche, that what he says is Moide, Eine Elo Shoya Eimer Shabola. That's a Taish Moide. He's Moide, he was Moyola. The Pshita Shaloi Hoye Mizane Machel Loi Urva Shaloi Tizne. That's Poshit that he wasn't watching her to make sure that she shouldn't be Mizane. So, moide, by us, moide means he was boyala. And our Gemara says that if he's moide, that he's boyala, so it's the Vladis kosher, no shaila whatsoever. And the Gemara in Yevamos, according to Abaye, the Gemara says, ubein le rav, ubein le shmul also, bebas Yisrael. And the Gemara says, according to Abaye, that the Vlad is also. Orus Abal Orus also Beveis Chomo. It's also. The Shtuki, the Kamal Shmuel, Hainid also Bebas Yisrael. Lekula Lishne, Pek Basra de Gdushin. Lishne de Bduki, Nami Kosha Tvei, the Master Fali de Bdike Saim, Le Miskasha, El Ram Gamliel. Avel Rabbi Yeshua Loi. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it won't help. Only according to Ram Gamliel will help if she's Moide. She says, so we have a shrekliche problem that our Gemara says bo is good, and that Gemara says that bo is no good. V'shemo yesh lechalik the bo dahosam haynu shepam achas bo aleo. There means ha'orus ha'bo al arusosoy beveis chomov, means he once was boyo. And that Abaye said, midei afkero nafsho legabi orus, is afkero nafsho legabi alme. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have to be chayish in samamza. Avol moide de hoche de koma minei, but argemore, that he's moide, hainu shebo oleo biyo is harbe. v'yerogel etzla tamit, v'chedamrinan rai bilais halaychacha habal. So our Gemara is speaking about that the Torah says he was boil her every night for 10 months. He was boil her. That's what the Torah says. So my male is here for of Rav Bilei Sacher Abal. So a fellow midaavkira, but we can assume that the child is from the Baal. We can assume the child is from the Baal. So my male is so our Gemara is, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's nothing but to talk about. I mean, if he was moider that he was boil or kesedah, we have Rav Bilei Sacher Abal. So it's a kosher of lot. There's no shail about it. That is our Gemara. And the Gemara in Yevomis that says that she's also speaking about there was one beer. One beer. So Abaye said, what does one beer mean? Mida afker nafshe legabi oris, afker nafshe legabi achini osos. What does one beer mean? Was one beer tell us anything? He was boiled once, but could be she was mezana with others also. So memela, so you have to be machmer there that the child is a mamza. That is what Taisvis wants to say. We'll come back a little later to this Taisvis, but let's go further. Now, so Rav Yosef said, Lamai Nechishlo. Chode diko moide. He's moide. Lalishne kame di yevomis deloi daime ma'alme. Now we're not going according to Abaye. Going according to Rava. So Rava said, it's loy daimen ma'alma, and if it's bo, blab kosher. Alike damri, afilu daimen ma'alma. Kiven de komoide, basrei didei shodin alay. That means if we know klo, that he was boiled once, and by the alma it's only a keil, achshad, we say, ipsaz abchina in sovik moitz midei vaday, and we're toila de vlad in him. Chode de komoide. Motzinu leforish. Now, Taisvis wants to say, what are we speaking about over here? An Orus and Arusa came, and there was, and she says, the Orus was by Olaan, and he's moide, Mishtal Suram Gamliel. So what is the Nidan over here? What are we speaking about? So Taisvis says, Motzinu leforish, the Airi leinyin leoisra al ha'orus. Could be it is speaking about lo oisra al ha'oris. Does she become also to the oris? V'hochi perusha. Chode de komoide. Hilkach eino neseres olam. Is moide. V'oi. And now another reason not to asem. Rabbi Yehuda says we paskin lo etram gamliel. Now, the va'oid is very problematic. That means, what does the va'oid mean? That means, first of all, we're talking about lesser harusa al ha'orah. So we're saying as follows. First of all, the ha'orah says he was boiled. Fine. Number two, we can't say that he wasn't moide, because then she's zicha os on the ha'orah, and shavi nafshe. So what's the va'oid? What's va'oid? Vo'oid, or Rav Yehuda, loy kama vo'oid afilo loy moide. Dimeinoy moide, pshita de nesere solo. If he's not moide, shishizicha also. Number one, it's shavya navshe. Number two, it's bori yabori. If he's makrisha, so it's bori yabori. So memele, so that can't be. Vo'oid afilo, he's not moide. Elo kloima. Now what's the vo'oid? Afilu kileko taima de moide. Afilu will say that moide will not help. Kigoin la abaye, the soif perik almone. Mida avkero nafsha legabe ores, mafkero nafsha nami legabe alme. That means the Gemara is saying like this. We have an Abaye in Yevomis that says, Mida afkira nafsha legabi orus is afkira nafsha legabi achini. Now, this Abaye is a debatable statement. Rava held klonit azay. Rava said, loidaime me'alme, if there's no kol on her, if he's moide, the vlad is kosher. That's what love, that's what love said, Pshat in the Gemara. Abaye said, Anechta Kitov. Mida Avkero Navshe Legabi Oris, Avkero Navshe Legabi Alma. So Agamor is going, what's going to be according to Abaye? Abaye, Moida doesn't help. He's Moida. But there's a Mida Avkero Navshe Legabi Oros, is Avkero Navshe Legabi Alma. So the Moida won't help according to Abaye. But oi, Afilu according to Abaye, Klima, Afilu kilek your time at the Moida. Afilu will say that Moida doesn't help the situation. Ki goin la Abaye de soifer kalmone, mi daav kironav shaligabi orus, maav kironav shanami ligabi almo. So Moida is not maspik according to Abaye. Afilohi einene seres olov mishum denemenes kerabin gamliel. But I have over here another biru. Rabin Gamliel. Rabin Gamliel said that she's nemo. So she's nemo nalzbori v'shemo. So let us just speak over what this Tosfos said right now. So Tosfos learned pshat this gemara as follows. There was an Orus and an Aruse that came to Rabbi Yosef. He said Minoi, and she said it was Minei. Fine. There's a mutual agreement. So Rabbi Yosef said, there's nothing, and we're talking about Lesser Esa Isha Al Baila. That's what we're talking about. So Rabbi Yosef said, what's there to be afraid of? First of all, he said Minei. So not according to Abaye. It's Loidaimi Me'alme. There's no Chshat. He said Minei, so there shouldn't be any Shaila. But oi, nafilu, according to Abaye that says that his Haidol will not help the situation, because mida afkira nafsha legabi orus is afkira nafsha legabi achine, so memele his Haidol won't help, but Rabban Gamliel says that her body helps. So according to Rabban Gamliel, she'll be Nama. But we go away from this Tosfos, but what's according to Rabbi Yeshua, who does not hold of Bori Vishemo? So she won't be believed. So Agamore said, according to Abaye, we'll have such a kugel. We know that an Oris was Boyula. So Abaye said, don't be naive. The Oris was Boyula, but me Avkir and Avsha. So Memele, that what Oris was Boyula doesn't mean anything. We have to think that others were also Boyula. So Memelu, but the Gemara says, but we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. She says that Minei. So Memelu, Bori Vishemo, we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. But it'll come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. But we paskin Bori Vishemo like Rabban Gamliel. That is what Tosfos says over here. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, Amoyre de Kekash. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, let us see the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph for 1 second. The Mishnah says, Ra'u medaberes im echot. We saw medaberes. Medaberes means nistero, nivalo. Va'omru lo mativoi shel ishze. Who was this person? She says, ish ploini v'koin. He was a miyuches, no shayle. So she says, she's muta lekohune. Nothing. She never became nifsa lekohune. Ram gamlil, Rabbi Lezo, imrim nemenes. She's Nemon. Bori v'shemo. She's Nemon. Rabbi Yeshua oimer loimi pi onochaim. We don't believe her. She said Bori v'shemo. He's not in the spoil from Bori v'shemo. Ala areizu becheskes bula lenosna lamamsa. No, we're chayish. Maybe she was nivul to apostle. Ad shetovi raya lidvoreha. Till she'll bring a raya. Zit Rabbi Kebega. So let's learn the Mishnah. So what's going to be? She'll be, what's the Rayel Advorah? How will she prove? We're going to prove Ru'u Medaberes. She was Nisyached with someone. She was Nivel from someone. We don't know who that someone was. So Memele, and she's saying he was a Koyin and a Kosher. Fine. So Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. Bori v'shemo, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her. Let me pee on the chai. We don't believe her. You know when she'll be Kosher Lekune? She'll be Mevarel. This person who she was neshachet with, will she'll prove that this person was a kohen. Then she's kosher. She proved he's a kohen, a kosher. Fragt Rabbi Kiveger, but mit der Afkes on Nafsh Abaye was said one should not be naive. If a person is afker or nafsh, if a ish is mezana with one person, when you see one, you see more than one. Mi da afker or nafsh, so me meile, so what shall at she tov yirai le dvorer? What, how could she bring a rai? She brought a rai. That this one was a coin. Fine. What about the other one? Abaye said there was another one. Mi da afker or nafsh le gabi orus. And orus is an isr darabonon. So Abaye said, mi da afker or nafsh le gabi orus. Abaye had a very, he looked, from one thing he saw other things. So our Gemara said, that's what Tosis said, Shana Gemara. So why is she kosher? Because we paskel at Rabban Gamliel. Some Gamliel says, Bori Veshema, Bori Yodef. Fine. That's what Tosis learned, Shana Gemara. Frekt Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger, fine. And the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if she'll bring a raya that this person was a kohen, she's also kosher. According to Rabbi Hadra Bailam Shat in this Mishnah. Midavkir nafshe legabi zez, avkir nafshe legabi zez. This is Rabbi Kiveger's akasha. And Rabbi Kiveger blows by Tzorin with this kasha. I think the Yud also has this kasha. It's a meridike kasha. That this Taisvis doesn't stem with the Mishnah. So I'd just like to say over, Rav Shlomo Hyman wants to ve'emfer Taisvis. He says something very, very interesting. I'd like to say over what he says. He says as follows. He says, Abaye, let's talk about this case. This case, she was nivel from a person. He found out who this person was. He was a koy. Fine. She proved he was a koy. So if I does a tabi kevega, but Abaye said, mit afker nafshe legabi does. So Shlomo says, what's the reasoning for this? She was mezana with one person. So all of a sudden, I mean, from one you see two. She was mezana with one person, finished. So Abaye said, since she was mezana one person, you have to think she was mezana from another person, we won't believe her anymore, finished. So the Gemara asks, v'tepek lei dohosam roiv psulim etzlo, v'hoche roiv ksheirim etzlo. So the Gemara asks, afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was medame medaberes to Shvuya. Here's Becheska Shenivalo, and here's Becheska Shenivalo. And just like by Shvuya, Becheska Shenivalo, she's not neman to say Loi Nivalti. So yes, by medaberes, since she's Becheska Shenivalo, she's not neman to say Lekosha Nivalti. So like the Gemara, there's a big chilek. Oh, I see klo. That means if you only see one maisa bila, ruua midaberes. I saw one maisa bila. So then Abaye never said, if I saw one maisa bila, so memele, so I have to think there was another maisa bila. Abaye never said such a thing. That doesn't make sense. You saw one thing. You have to build from one, you see two. Abaye never said such a thing. Abaye only said, if she's muberes. So now I know someone was boil, huh? And I'm clearing who the person was. So I want to figure out the puzzle. I want to say, you know who it was? I know who it was. Because the Oris was boil, huh? So Abaye said, so that's the proof that's the Baal Ha'uber? That's the proof? Mida afker nafshe legabi Oris, as afker nafshe legabi Achine. That means to prove. Since you know that the boyel was boyel, or that he's the father, that he's the only one, that you can't prove already. That means from a yediyah that he was a boyel, that is not a proof that he was the only boyel. If you only know of one maisabila, you see, you want to build, because of this, I want to say there's another maisabila, that you don't say. Rabbi Shlomo says, a moira dikiraya to his yesod. The Gemara says in Chulin, Make ovi ve'imai maishumos. So the Gemara says, how do you know he's a father? In fact, Rav Shlaim, what do you mean, how do you know he's a father? She has a husband. So I know the husband was Baal. Mustami was Baal once. Forget about Roy Bila Sacher Baal. Mustami was Baal once. So Mustami's a father. So the Gemara you see, no. I know she has a husband. I know her husband was Baala, but could be someone else was also Baala. So from the Gemara you see, that if I know that she was Nivel, and I'm going to pinpoint that he was the Baal, that already is not Mukhach anymore. That means if I know that there was a Bila, and now I want to be Mavara from a Pula that I'm aware of, that he was the Siba of this Bila, That could be that she was never from someone else also. And that the Gemara says, Roy Bila Sacher Abal. That means it's something what to think about. Enochanami, it's something what to think about. But Roy Bila Sacher Abal. So Memele, so Rav Shlomo says as follows. Rav Shlomo says that in the Reisha of the Armish, our Gemara is speaking about she's Mu'uberes. If she's Mu'uberes, so according to Abaye, according to Rove, who Rove said you're not, even Leidaim im Alme, so Rove said you don't think about it. You don't think that someone else was Boyola. It's a Dadoris was Boyol, Leidaim im Alme, finish. It's nothing what to think about, so I know. So finished. I know the Oris was Boiler, so I miyaches the Uber to the Oris and finished. Abaye said no. That what I know the Oris was Boiler is not proof that the Baal Uber is the Oris. It could be someone else was also Boiler. We have now a problem to solve. I have a Be'ile which I don't know who made, and by saying that the Oris was Boyola, by knowing that the Oris was Boyola is not proving that he's the Baal Ha'uba, that he was the only Boyol. That is not proving it. That means if I know of a Be'ile without being Yodeya the Pu'ula, that the Oris was Boyola, I have to prove now who the boyol was, and there's a svara to say me the avkere nafsha legabi oris is avkere nafsha legabi achina also. So memele, this problem is only when she's muberes. When she's muberes, and I know she was nivel, so then I cannot assume behechlet that the Baal Ha'uba is the Oris because the Oris was Boyola. That is not proof. That is not proof that he's the Baal Ha'uba. That is not proof. I know that she was Nibble and I don't know who the Boyol was. That what I know that he made a Beal is not proof that he was the only Boyol. This is a Midah Afker Anamsha. So therefore the Gemara said, you know, the only reason she's kosher is because we passed on Rabban Gamliel also, and she has a bori. Masha Enkein, the Mishnah that says, Ra'ua midaberes imacher. And there we saw that he was Boyolha. A person was Boyolha. I don't know who that person was. So Rabbi Yeshua said, and she says he was a Kohen. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mi piyo nechayim, ad shetovi rai ledvorel. But if she'll bring a raya, if she will bring a raya that this person was the boil, so that's it. That's all what you know. And she's telling you that this bila was from this person. She brought a raya. Finish. You don't have to declare there was another bila. You have no right to declare. If you want to prove a fact, then you have to declare. But if you only are aware of one Maisa Biya, so say since there was one Maisa Biya, there was another Maisa Biya, that you're not mechuyev to say. The Sefer of the Mishnah, says, Ru'ua Mu'uberes. Here it's talking about she's Mu'uberes. I know she was Mu'uberes. And here, Rabbi Shua also says, Ad shetovi ra'i ledvorea. So what's the ra'i going to be? She's going to say that this person was Baila. Fine. Could be there's another one. So he says the safe of the Mishnah could be speaking about that the Raya is those Rav Bila Sachrov. That's the Raya. The save, it could be speaking about that, not she's a guy that this person was once Boyula. She'll bring a guy that there was Roy Bilis with this person. If there's Roy Bilis, and then you don't clear about someone else. That's the din of Roy Bilis. Then I don't clear in Ganson. Like the Gemara says, Minolon. So the Gemara says, Fakert of Roy Bilis. If there's Roy Bilis, I don't have to clear of someone else. So that means I can assume that he was the boil, and Rav Shlomo says the filo legabi iser also. That means I don't have to clear. I have a hoichoche that he was with her keish veishtoi. So memele. So then I don't have to clear at all. That's what Rav Shlomo says. Let's go a little further. Al koponim. The Ri said pshat in our Gemara, the Ri said pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara means as follows. That, chode deka moide. He is moide, he was boil ha. In a filu, void, a filu according to Abaye, that alone is not sufficient proof. But al kaponim, but she says that he was boil ha, so we have, and we pass can let them gamlil. Kain perish lo nuri. The efshel lahamido. So Taisa says, the pshat is a very shver pshat. The lefid vorov im kain hoda omar abaye, mida afkerel nafsho. So that what abaye says, nafke nafsho rabbi oris, hainu bishaloi botku es imoi. But if it's botku esimi, that's mosavoid. Afilu according to Abaye, but she says minay. Bzeinoy da plukta da Rav Shmuel koy the mukmi bekdushin my shduki beduki. So he's going on the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said you're boydeka, and Rav said it's still a mamza. So it would seem that her amira doesn't help. And our Gemara is saying. Nafilo, according to Abaye, but we have her Amire. And the Abaye is going on the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel, that the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel is speaking about that it's Bo, and you were by the car, and Rav says still the blood is a mamza. Ulamai de gar, so my mail, that's a kash. Ulamai de garsinen bekdushin, arusa sheibro loikoshe midi. If we are goyres in Kiddushin, like Tosfos brought before down the Girsa, Arusa Sheibro, Loikoshe Midi. So, L'chayre Tosfos means to say, that Arusa Sheibro, we don't know, Klo, that the Oris was boil her. So there Abaye said, Midaafkero. So there Abaye says, Midaafkero, and there Rav holds the Vlad as a Mamza, Afilu, she says it was from the Oris. But Bo could be is different. Alkein tzorich lefolish. Now Tosfos does not want to learn like Rashi, and Tosfos wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. Alkein tzorich lefolish. Tohoche loy ayri lo isra olav. We are not speaking lo isra olav. Alkein tzorich lefolish. Tohoche loy ayri lo isra olav. Alinyan lahachsher es avlad. We're only speaking about the vlad. Vahashta vahave vaoid kipshutoy. Vaoid. Afilu lo yoide, we're not speaking about him. He wasn't moide. Not we hold like a buyer. He was, what shall he wasn't moide? Vlav de koma de lav mine. De bohole masher am gamlil, kibin ave bori e bori, kidama bereish perig beis. Ela kegoin she meis. It's speaking about that the husband is dead. Oy de lesse kam on de li shayle. So the whole shayle is not about the husband. It's not negeya the husband. So the Gemara says, that's the void. The void means, we're not speaking b'chlal about the husband. So we're speaking about the vlad. So first of all, the Gemara says, hu ayim amine. Void afilu, he's not around to say mine. He died already. Or he's not around. And we're clearing a shayla on the vlad. We're clearing a shayla on the vlad. Is the vlad kosher or not? So the Gemara says, the vlad is kosher. Alts am gamlil. Oh, the choshev lay besomach the evit. Why is the vlad called the evit? The blood cannot marry a bas Yisrael. A fila mamzeres also. The midraisa koshu. I have a kediyevet is halachikam gamliel. So we're talking about the blood. So lemaisa Tosfos is saying pshat in the Gemara as follows. Tosfos is saying that first of all he said that it's minay. So it's tamas a good afilo according to Rabbi Yeshua. And afilo he is not around. And the shail is negeya the vlad. But we'll believe her legabi the vlad because legabi the vlad it's bidiyevet. Let us go a little further. Romi le Abaye le Rov. Abaye est akashe te Rov. Mi oma Rabbi Yeshua eina nemenes. Does Rabbi Yeshua, we had in our Mishneh, Ru'u medaberes imechot, and we asked, who is this? And she said, it was akashe. Rabbi Gamliel said, Nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua said, Eino Nemenes. We don't believe her. She is a cheskes kashres. Doesn't help. So that's what we had in our Mishnah. So, as Abaye est rova kashe, umi omar Rabbi Yeshua, Eino Nemenes, remino aleshua kashe. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, Al Amonas Isa Shehi Ksheira Lekohune. That Rabbi Yeshua said that Amonas Isa is kosher Lekohune. Now what, let us see Rashi. What does this mean? Mi Omar Rabbi Yeshua Inan Emenis, Alme Leimekmina Loach Hazoke. We don't tell her on Chazoke. That means she had a cheskes kashas Lekohune. And Rabbi Yeshua said that doesn't mean anything. Let me pee on Luchayim. We don't sell Achazoke. Habori is worthless. She's the Becheskas Nivalol and Nos Lamams. Rabbi Yeshua himself said, Almonas Isa Loshin Sofik. Almonas Isa. What does Almonas Isa mean? Shehi bo mikoyach Sofik cholo. And almone was an almone from a person who was a suffic cholo. What does this mean? Kidlakamon shenitma bo suffic cholo. She was married to a suffic cholo. Kigoy. Now Rashi explains how did the suffic cholo originate. Kigoy. Shezorak bal imoy horishen loget. That means, before this cholol was born, his mother was married to husband, and he threw a get to her. Sofik korev loy, sofik korev lo. Now, when he threw a get to her, I don't know if she got the get, or if she didn't get the get. Sofik korev loy, sofik korev loy. V'nimtzeis zu, umeis. And then later, the Baal Horishain died. So now I know this woman is zikha permitted to get married. I don't know if she's a grusha or an almonet. For skorev lo, she's a grusha. For skorev loy, so she's an almonet. The name says, zu sofik grusha, sofik almonet. So you have a woman which is a sofik grusha, sofik almonet. Fine. Vinosa Koyin. Now, a Koyin married her. A Koyin married a woman who's a Sofik Grusha, Sofik Almona. Va'oilid mimenu ben. They had a son. Now, what is the son? So if a Koyin is Boila Sofik Grusha, so Sofik Cholo. So the son is a Sofik Cholo. Fine. Now, this Cholo married a woman, and now this Cholo died. The shaila is, was this woman married to a cholol? Wasn't she married to a cholol? If she was nivel from a cholol, she's posel lekune. If she wasn't nivel from a cholol, she's kosher lekune. Almonas ise, in other words, means an almone to a person who was a sofik cholol. That's the story. Ise means he was, there was fakis in him. So there's a woman that's an almone from a man who is a sofik cholo. Fine. Veheyit Rabbi Yeshua al almonosoi shel zeh shehik sheire alme mekminin lo achazoke vomrinon al tavsileno lezumi sofik Kloima Shema Balo Chololoi. So, Helta Maise. Rabbi Yeshua said that if a woman married a Sofik Cholo, he was Boyolo, and now the Sofik Cholo died, so she's an Almone from a Sofik Cholo. So, Rabbi Yeshua said, Almones Isa Shehi Ksheira Lekune, Ishaimu Shemayim. There's no Tainus Bori over here. She hasn't the faintest idea. I mean, what she is, what her husband was, he's a Sofik Cholo. All she hears is a Cheskes Kashrus. And Rabbi Yeshua said she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Finished with a Cheskes Kashrus, he was Mater an Isha Lekohune. And in our Mishnah, someone was Boil an Isha, and she said this person was a Kohen a Miyuchis, and there Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Pion Uchayim, eh? She's becheskes nivel ol nosan amamza. She's posel lekun anshitovir ailad borel. So here a tain is bori in a cheskes kashrus. Rabbi Shua was machmer. Rabbi Yichus kune he was machmer. And here we see the same Rabbi Yeshua, without a tain is bori, with a cheskes kashrus is matel lekune. That was Abayis kasha to Rabbi. Omalei, so Rovit told them, you have the whole story, you don't understand it well. Hachi hashta. Hosom Isha Niseis, Baidekes v'Niseis. When this Isha, the Sofik Grusha, when she married the Kohen, so before she married the Kohen, this is how the Rishash explains the Halacha, before she married the Kohen, she realized, listen, there's a, I'm marrying a Kohen, I have a problem behind me, maybe I'm a Grusha, so how am I going to marry a Kohen? I'm going to marry a Kohen, and my whole life will be over as Isurim. So before she marries a Kohen, we can assume that she zicha investigated, or was Mevara, was it Korev Loi or Korev Lo, and if she married a Kohen, I could be assured that she was Mevara, or was Korev Loi. She's not a Grusha. That's how she got married. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Now Rabbi Yeshua said she's kosher because of Cheskas Kashris. The child that was born is not a Sofik Cholo. The child that was born is Avadai Koin. He's not a Cholo. The mother is Avadai, not a Grusha. Because the mother was Zichem Mevara before she ever got married. She wouldn't go into such a Shidduch to be over Yisurin Kol Yamel. Hosam Isha Niseis, where she's getting married, and it's Negeya Isurim Kol Yomer, boy. To be mizana with him, she'll make away chakiras and drishas. What's the shayla? What's the shayla? He wants to be mizana. She wants to be mizana. There's nothing what to talk about. So memela, she's not boydik. So she's not boydik. The minute she's not boydik, no, she said, lady was a kohen. Rabbi Yeshua said, let me pee on the chayim. Masha ain't kain. If she goes and marries a kohen, isha nisa is boydik as venisa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi bedekes v'nisis v'yesh loy mishabotka acha oisin geirishin. V'hugad lo shekorev loyo yuvlinis gar sheklal. V'almona hoisok sheira lakoyim. Bedekes v'mizane bitmiyim.